Art and development come together with a national Our Town grant. And despite some resistance, the Skagway Raptor Tour moves forward. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. A proposed Skagway Raptor Tour that's drawn resistance from some in the community will be able to move forward. Alaska Mountain Guides is partnering with the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines to bring a raptor tour to the Lyersville neighborhood in Skagway. In 2014, the Skagway Planning Commission rejected the permit, as did the local Board of Appeals. AMG appealed those denials, taking the case to Juneau Superior Court. A judge sided with AMG and remanded the application back to the planners, who rejected it. In July, the Planning Commission reconsidered the Raptor Tour conditional use permit. It was approved in a 3-1 vote, but that wasn't the final step. Skagway's borough attorney advised the commission to vote on a resolution formalizing the permit's approval. But when it came time to vote on the resolution at a meeting this month, it failed 2-1. A resolution needs 3 affirmative votes to pass. Since the commission never included the extra step of a resolution before, it wasn't clear if the failure to adopt the resolution overruled their prior approval or not. But this week, Borough Clerk Emily Deitch said it doesn't. The approval from the commission's July meeting still stands. To make a long story short, AMG does have permission to build and operate its Skagway Raptor Tour. The commission imposed a few conditions on the permit to help ease some public health and safety concerns expressed by residents. They included a DEC-approved restroom, a high chain-link fence, and a person on site at all times when birds are present. AMG owner Sean Gaffney previously told KHNS the company hopes to have the Raptor Tour in place by summer of 2017. The shoreline in front of Haines has a lot of upgrades in its future, with an expanded small boat harbor and the potential for a relocated park and waterfront trail. There are a lot of separate plans. The Alaska Arts Confluence wants to connect those plans through art, culture, and hopefully a $100,000 federal grant. The Confluence is getting ready to hand in its application for the Our Town Grant Program, which would give a boost to waterfront beautification. The grant is from the National Endowment for the Arts and focuses on, quote, creative placemaking. It combines things like infrastructure, transportation, even public safety with art and culture. Carol Tyneman is the creative director for the Arts Confluence in Haines and has been working on the application since the spring.
They're looking for projects that engage the broadest cross-section of community stakeholders, from the public to government.
If the money is granted, it will go towards various aspects of designing a livelier waterfront, from trails to signs to green spaces. But nothing is lined out definitely for a couple of reasons. First, the project is in its infancy, and the development of how the venture should move forward will be up to the community. The Arts Confluence is simply facilitating the grant, not deciding how it will be implemented. The grant requires a 100% match, which could come from in-kind donations on the project. Also, Tyneman says everything will go through the borough as they're a partner in this undertaking.
What's really significant is that people are listened to, they have an input on the process, and they have ownership.
The money won't go toward development, but it will take some of the financial burden off the borough with things like consultants, designers, and engineers for various aspects of waterfront development from the Portage Cove Campground to Picture Point. The grants won't be announced until the spring of 2017, but Tyneman says the Confluence will plan like they're going to get it. She's spoken out at assembly meetings and various committee meetings to spread the word. The borough is on board, and she's getting ready to meet with private landowners about a partnership.
I see the arts as a vehicle for bringing people together, and public art in particular, and giving them opportunities to really celebrate who they are and each other. In my mind, there's actually a lot of those elements that will take money that the borough wouldn't be in a position to do, but a grant could.
According to the National Endowment for the Arts, the Our Town Grant Program supports projects that help to transform communities into energetic, robust places with the arts at their core. This funding, quote, supports local efforts to enhance quality of life and opportunity for existing residents, increase creative activity, and create a distinct sense of place, end quote. But Tynemann and the Confluence have been promoting the marriage between art and everyday life for years. The Art on Main Street project and the Fort Seward Sculpture Garden have enhanced the town in plenty of ways, she says. And big projects like those have the potential to draw more visitors.
When you really listen and get everyone's ideas, you end up with better outcomes. And I think people, even people that disagree, end up feeling that they were heard and that they are being respected and they're part of the process.
Most recently, Tynemann updated the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee this week.
Things are in very good shape. And now officially the borough manager and the mayor have agreed that they would like to have a letter written on the partnership.
The Parks and Rec Committee also gave their support to the undertaking, so the application is due on September 12th, with all the materials and plans due a week later. The Confluence will hear back in April whether they get the grant. In the meantime, Tynemann says she's eager to continue planning this multifaceted effort that will complement other waterfront projects. This summer's commercial catch of Dungeness crab in southeast Alaska looks to be down from last year, even with a strong price paid for crab. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's preliminary harvest estimate for the summer is 1.9 million pounds. A total of 198 permit holders landed crab during the season, which runs June 15th through August 15th. Fish and Game's assistant crab biologist for the region, Kelly Wood, says the bulk of the catch came in early weeks of crabbing.
It was kind of fast and furious in the beginning, and it definitely slowed down near the end of the summer season, probably more so than previous years, but hopefully it'll pick up in the fall.
Last summer, the catch was 2.69 million pounds, caught by 195 permit holders. This summer's catch fell well short of that and is well below a big harvest from the year before that topped 4 million pounds. Crabbers saw a good price this year, averaging $3.03 a pound, up 4 cents a pound from last year. Overall, the catch was worth $5.8 million at the docks. Wood says the largest catch totals were around Wrangell, Petersburg, and in the Lynn Canal.
The top three districts in terms of harvest were districts 8, 15, and 6. District 8, which includes the waters in Wrangell and the Petersburg areas, saw the largest harvest of about 334,000 pounds. District 15, which includes Upper Lynn Canal, Berners Bay, St. James Bay, and the Chilcat and Chilkoot Inlets, saw a harvest of about 235,000 pounds. And District 6, which includes around here the Duncan Canal, Level Island, Wrangell Narrows, and part of Sumner Strait, saw a harvest of about 266,000 pounds.
The fall season opens October 1st and runs through the end of November for most of the region. Typically, the bulk of the catch is landed during the summer season. At a meeting this week, the Skagway Borough Assembly will determine whether a senior center bond question makes it onto the October election ballot. The question would ask whether voters favor issuing bonds up to $7 million to fund construction of a senior center and housing facility. If approved, the municipality may levy property tax increases to pay for the project. The Assembly will also consider an ordinance that prohibits parking within 20 feet of intersections and an ordinance regulating golf cart usage. Up for discussion once more is the question of how to go about re-engaging in Tidelands lease negotiations with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. At a previous meeting, White Pass President John Finlayson suggested a socioeconomic study of the railroad's impact on Skagway. The Assembly will also discuss the future of the historic Rapuzzi House, the state ferry dock refurbishment, and the municipality's support of the North Words Writers Symposium. The meeting is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. A full agenda can be found at skagway.org. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.